This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Frontier and United Airlines face federal lawsuits in Colorado over unpaid wages and working conditions. Frontier is an ultra-low-cost airline that charges extra for carry-on bags. Abby Zinman is an attorney for the plaintiffs. She says ticket counter agents were supposed to earn a commission for every bag they stop from getting around Frontier's size restrictions.
One of the allegations in this case is that Frontier is finding really minimal reasons to take that commission away from its employees. That's another element of the wages that we argue are absolutely owed to the class members.
Another suit alleges United failed to pay flight attendants full rates while planes were on the ground. The suits both seek class action status. Frontier says it does not comment on pending litigation. United also had no comment. After President Biden's debate performance, Colorado Democrats are focusing on his legislative record, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette admits Biden's debate performance wasn't great, but said that Donald Trump would be a danger to the country if elected. Representative Jason Crow agrees. He says Biden has a great record to run on, and the focus should be on his ability to govern, not his ability on a debate stage. At least one Democrat wasn't focused on the debate. Freshman Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo, whose seat Republicans hope to flip in the fall, says she's focused on results for her district and electing a Democratic majority to Congress. Republicans, for their part, used Biden's debate performance to call for invoking the 25th Amendment and removing him from office early. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim,